This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Joining you here tonight is Ian
and Matt.
Big news, of course, is that Donald Trump's indictment has been handed down. It ended up coming a week later than he said it was going to. It's a little more than a week. It's Wednesday. But Thursday. God, I don't know what day it is. A week and 2 days after what he was expecting. Trump had called for protests to erupt. Maybe those will now, but we will see about that. Of course, protests won't do anything. They're not going to get the Manhattan DA to drop the charges, no matter how many people come out with signs or whatever. And if it's Manhattan, I don't expect to see very many. Images have come out over the last week of, like, two people standing in front of Trump Tower with pro-Trump flags and signs and things like that. So not a big level of support there in Manhattan for Donald Trump. But according to the-sun.com, they are expecting that Trump will be flying out to New York next week. They say that his lawyers have already reached an agreement with New York state attorneys to make this happen. And, of course, Trump has, you know, he's an ex-president, right? He's got Secret Service agents. So, you know, they're going to make sure that he gets to where he needs to go to do whatever law-related stuff needs to be done. I mean, the odds that he's going to not go through with this or this processing or whatever is near to zero. He's gonna do it. He's going to, I presume, plead not guilty and go to trial, which could be very, very entertaining, especially since it's not a federal case, which means that cameras will be allowed in the courtroom.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
oh, man. Mr. Showbiz is going to love
gonna
that.
He's going to put on a hell of a show.
Whoa.
If this thing goes to trial.
That's pretty epic. That's going to be funny.
Yeah, especially if it all wraps up before the election, of course. And, you know, we've still got a whole year and a half and change before the 2024 election comes into place. So it's very well possible that this could be done before the election happens. Whether the political system will want that to be the case, because they'll certainly put it off if that's what they want to do. Like, if they feel like it's going to benefit them to put off the case till after the election, they'll continue it as needed. Of course, Trump can demand a speedy trial as well. You know, he does have the ability. I don't know what that looks like in New York, but generally, if you want to, and I'm not a lawyer, I can't give legal advice, but my understanding of the situation is that if you want to preserve your right to a speedy trial, you do have to say so. You can't just, you know, sit back and let things happen at whatever speed they happen. You have to file a motion that says, you know, I want my speedy trial. I want it in 6 months or less, you know. And then they really can't delay as much as they would otherwise do if you're saying you want to move quicker than normal. So this is going to be definitely an interesting one to watch.
Well, how many pages of discovery are there for this? Is this
another
one? There's like 9 million pages of discovery, because that's how they delay your speedy trial, because who wants to have discovery, you know, as a defendant, not going through the evidence?
Yeah, that's hard to say, and especially if they end up bringing subsequent charges, so like they did with the Crypto 6 case, which that's a federal case, but, you know, some number of months down the line when I was not taking the plea deal, they said, well, here's another dozen charges to come at you, and that could happen here as well. There could be more charges to come. The mainstream media reporting here says there are still three other separate criminal investigations that apparently are known. So you don't know how many investigations there are. Usually they don't tell you when they're investigating you. But apparently there's at least three more that he knows about. And I believe there's at least one of them is federal. But if you want to comment, feel free to join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. I checked Trump's Truth Social account. I don't actually have Truth Social, but I follow a Twitter account that purportedly you know, automatically reposts his Truth Social stuff. Because I can't join other social media without government permission. Not that I'd really want to join Truth Social anyway.
Hard eye roll anyway.
But this is Trump Truth Post is the username on Twitter. And it doesn't look like he's posted in 2 days, which is unusual for Trump. So
a little quiet.
Either this account is broken or Trump is shut up for the last 2 days, which doesn't seem likely. So I don't know what's actually going on. But you would expect that he'd already be posting about this. Maybe he's listening to his attorney and is keeping mum at the moment. But that just doesn't seem to be his character. So if you're following him on Truth Social, if you're actually on the site and you want to let us know if he is actually responding to this, again, maybe the account's disconnected from his post, feel free to give us a call. The number is 603-283-6160. Unfortunately, we lost Sheriff David Hathaway. He was on the line there, and it sounded like he wanted to continue, but just a recap for those that may be just tuning in, the sheriff of a southern Arizonan county that is a border county, Santa Cruz County, Sheriff David Hathaway, who calls this show from time to time, he announced tonight that he may be the first sheriff in the country to tell the feds to take their drug task force and to get the F out.
That's amazing.
Of his county.
That's really amazing. You said he wrote a book, too.
He did. It is about immigration, and I'm sorry I don't have the title of it in front of me, but it's, you look up David Hathaway immigration book, I'm sure it'll come up. I have it upstairs if you want to borrow it.
I'll probably just buy a copy. You got to support a person like that. Like, yeah. I'm so torn. I'm finding myself supporting a cop right now, and I don't know how to feel about it. Like, what's going on in my head? I don't know how to deal with this.
Yeah, high five. He's the real deal, man.
High five to the guy, 100%, though. Holy cow. Yeah, got to get behind that.
He called in here. He was an advertiser of ours a decade ago, and he was just, you know, David Hathaway, the ex-DEA guy who wrote a book on immigration, who's a libertarian.
A DEA libertarian.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I bet he's got a really interesting story to tell.
I would love to see that career arc. I bet.
Let's go to the phones here, though. You can check out more about him. Just look up Sheriff David Hathaway in Santa Cruz County in Arizona. But caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What is your name?
I'm Phil, and I live in Austin, Texas.
Hey, Phil. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm listening to your comments that Trump has not responded to this indictment and not fought. I mean, Fox News is reporting that he issued a great long multi-paragraph statement.
Oh, really? Okay.
At his warrant. Yeah. And then the other thing is, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but Ron DeSantis just announced that he will not participate in the extradition of Trump to New York.
Well, I mean, that's just
he won't allow
political posturing. I mean, Trump's going to go on his own volition.
He may, yeah. But, you know, Trump is unpredictable when it comes to political combat, and it wouldn't surprise me a bit if he fought every aspect of this ridiculous, you know, thing. So,
well, I mean, that would surprise me because he's going to want to present himself as a law-abiding person, and that would mean that his Secret Service is going to escort him over to the Manhattan DA's office or the police department or wherever it is the processing is going to go on. He'll be processed, he'll be bailed out, and then he'll fly back to Florida. That'll likely be all that that happens there. But, you know, DeSantis is trying to score political points on this, and, you know, that's just how they do things, right?
Well, he's scoring political points, but he's also supporting Trump, which I admire him for. Yeah, they might be. We don't know. He might be a political adversary with Trump, but right now he's supporting the man, which I totally respect.
All right, fair enough. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I think I'm done. That's all I got.
Thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. I just don't have any respect whatsoever for this DeSantis character. I understand that there's a lot of people that are falling for his, you know, little game that he's been playing for the last couple
people.
Years. He has. But everybody forgets the fact that DeSantis locked down the state of Florida,
yep.
Locked down the beaches, put all kinds of restrictions in place in Florida, and not for 2 weeks, but for months in Florida. Somebody called in to correct us this weekend. Pecos Mountain Air thought it was just a 2-week lockdown, and it was like, no, dude from Florida called and said this was 6 months. Before DeSantis finally realized that it would help him politically if he changed his tune.
It's all about what will help them politically.
Yeah, that's it.
The mark of an average politician. You know, he's just a politician, the guy.
Well, I would say he's a better than average politician, right? Like, he's, I'll give him that much. Yeah, I mean, the dude's a, he's a snake.
He's the least smelly turd is still a smelly
turd.
Well,
he's terrible. I mean, I think he's a neoconservative.
Yep.
He's a warmonger. He's a police statist all the way.
Yep.
I mean, this guy is a terrible human being, but yet there's people who should know better in our movement.
I know.
Who seem
to be lapping it up.
Right. They're following this guy's siren song, and it's like, can't you see clearly how much of a snake this guy truly is?
Absolute snake.
He'll say whatever it takes, which is typical of politicians. He'll say whatever it takes to get elected. But for whatever reason, this guy is better at it than a lot of these guys. Like, it's a smooth move. You got to hand it to him, making it look like he's, you know, willing to help out Trump. When all that is doing is just helping out Ron DeSantis.
I think people like the whole cowboy against the woke mob thing. Mm-hmm. You know, people are really, really fed up with the woke stuff, and he comes out against it. Oh, he's a hero.
Mm-hmm.
He's not. He's a dirtbag. He's playing you. Stop buying it.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is a law enforcement supporter all the way.
Oh, yeah, big time. That's
so to act like he wants to stand in the way of this process. He knows Trump's going to turn himself in, so he knows that he's never going to get called on this one. He's just talking from, you know, the podium in this particular case, because the odds that Trump is going to go the route of saying, I'm not going back to New York.
Yeah, he just bought easy political capital. I mean,
that's all it is.
It would have been dumb for him not to say that. Like, he stands absolutely nothing to lose by saying that.
Yep, exactly. Let's go to the phones here. We got Chuck in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, you know, the DeSantimonious, I don't really think that at this point, I don't think that America will tolerate him at all, in general. Now, I think that some of the points that you brought up as far as his support for a police state type of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
If the situation deteriorates in key areas, I think that he does have a chance where he can say, I am, you know, this person that can say, Trump's already had his chance, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I think that he shouldn't be underestimated, even though he doesn't appear to be fit to take the job at this point.
Well, I don't see why he isn't fit to take the job. He's as much of a scum-sucking politician as
like every other one.
Yeah, as anybody else. So
he's
like,
perfect.
Whatever. He just hung up the phone, by the way. Punched out there. The number 603-283-6160. But I do appreciate the call letting us know that Trump did react. So, you know, wherever that statement was sent, it wasn't, at least I don't see it on that one Twitter account. So, again, maybe there's a technical issue there. Because I do like to see what old Trump has to say. You know, it is entertaining. And they didn't post his entire statement here, so I don't know, you know, how lengthy it is. But here's some of what Trump had to say. According to FoxNews.com, he reacted to the indictment, slamming District Attorney Alvin Bragg for his obsession with trying to get Trump, while warning the move to charge him will backfire. The former president and what they claim leading 2024 Republican presidential candidate was indicted today after a years-long investigation by the Manhattan Attorney's Office. Trump said in the statement, quote, this is political persecution. Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's definitely political persecution.
That's fair.
And election interference at the highest level in history. He said, from the time I came down the golden escalator at Trump Tower, and even before I was sworn in as your president of the United States, the radical left Democrats, the enemy of the hardworking men and women of this country, have been engaged in a witch hunt to destroy the Make America Great Again movement. And he goes on saying, you remember it just like I do, Russia, 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 the Mueller hoax, Ukraine, 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 impeachment hoax 1, impeachment hoax 2, the illegal and unconstitutional Mar-a-Lago raid, and now this, he said, referring to investigations that clouded his presidency, saying further, quote, the Democrats have lied, cheated, and stolen in their obsession with trying to get Trump. But now they've done the unthinkable, indicting a completely innocent person in an act of blatant election interference. Never before in our nation's history has this been done. And he's right about that. This is a first for sure to see a former president or even a sitting president receiving any kind of an indictment or whatever. That just, it hasn't ever happened. Is this going to break open the floodgates and result in future presidents facing charges, or is Trump a one-off? Is he going to be the only one that ever faces these charges? Is this going to result, for instance, in, let's say things change out to where the next administration is Republican, whether it's Trump or not, but, you know, it's a Republican administration. Are they going to feel like they can go ahead and charge Joe Biden now that this tradition of not charging presidents ever has finally been broken? I mean, I'd be happy to see that happen.
I think we got to just throw them all in an arena with rusty chainsaws and have them go at it.
Wouldn't that be nice? I'd pay for it.
They can't get out unless they, you know, last man standing.
Trump said Democrats, quote, have cheated countless times over the decades, including spying on my campaign, but weaponizing our justice system to punish a political opponent who just so happens to be a president of the United States and by far the leading Republican candidate for president has never happened before, ever. Well, maybe it has never happened to a president, a former president, but it certainly happens to political people all the time. If you have a political opinion that is controversial and you're too effective at spreading that opinion, then there's a chance that they're going to come after you. There's plenty of people who are sitting in behind bars right now who are there for political reasons. Ross Ulbricht comes to mind.
Ross Ulbricht just celebrated his 10th year in prison.
Celebrate is one way to put it, but they did acknowledge it, I guess. Now, what is he, just turning 40 now or something like that?
I think he's 39.
39? Ross Ulbricht, for those that don't know, you can go to freeross.org. He's the man that is spending the rest of his life in prison with two life sentences plus 40 years for running a website. And that is a political persecution because the website was the Silk Road. It was an underground marketplace that allowed people to sell and buy drugs that may or may not have been legal in various different jurisdictions. But even the most prolific sellers on the site that were taken down, like actual heroin dealers, didn't get more than 10 to 15 years in prison. And Ross, the guy that simply ran a website,
two life sentences plus 40.
Yeah. So that's a political persecution. Our ex-co-host, Chris Cantwell, who is a fairly distasteful individual in his opinions these days, he also was prosecuted politically for things that, you know, his opinions, basically. And those are just two people that are relatively close to us here. There's, I'm sure, countless others. Let's continue here. We got Major Payne on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major. Major Payne? Going once. Major Payne going twice. And we'll have to check back with him a little bit later. The number is 603-283-6160. Trump went on to slam the guy that the DA that indicted him, Bragg, saying he was, quote, handpicked and funded by George Soros, called him a disgrace. He said rather than stop the unprecedented crime wave taking over New York City, he's doing Joe Biden's dirty work, ignoring the murders and burglaries and assaults he should be focused on. This is how Bragg spends his time.
It's actually pretty easy to believe. I mean, Soros money goes far and wide. Mm-hmm. It's pretty...
Well, plus you can trace it, too. I mean, you can see. I presume he's telling the truth when this guy probably received some money from George Soros' campaign. Trump then turned his sights on Biden, saying, quote, I believe this witch hunt will backfire massively on Joe Biden. The American people realize exactly what the radical left Democrats are doing here. Everyone can see it. So he says our movement and our party, united and strong, will first defeat Alvin Bragg, then we will defeat Joe Biden, and we're going to throw every last one of those crooked Democrats out of office so we can make America great again. So, yeah, apparently Trump did have quite a bit to say on this. And this is going to be an interesting situation to watch develop. If you want to comment, the number is 603-283-6160. Let's go to the phones here. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What is your name?
Hello.
Hey, we got you. What's on your mind?
Oh, the sheriff in Arizona, I think it was?
Yeah, David Hathaway from Santa Cruz.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, if he wants to look up a different sheriff that took away all the drug task force, tell him to look up a guy named Billy Long in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Really?
And see how that, played out for him.
How'd it play out?
Well, he was going to Vegas and he was gambling all the money and they took all the drug task force off the roads. to have him be able to run all their drugs right through Chattanooga, Tennessee, because it's a hub right here, 27, 75, 58, all the highways.
Okay, hold on. I'm a little confused. Did you say Billy Long was the sheriff in Chattanooga?
Yes, about 12 years ago.
And he was running drugs?
That's correct. They bust him with over like 4 kilos of cocaine in his house.
Okay, okay. So what does that have to do with getting rid of the drug task force?
Because he got rid of the drug task force first.
Oh, so do you think Billy Long was actually running drugs through, or do you think they planted 4 pounds of coke in his house or whatever?
Oh, no, absolutely he was running drugs through.
Oh.
Well, somebody's got to run the drugs.
And he was going to these smoke shops where they used to have these gambling things. This is what's in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the slot machines and stuff. And he was trying to charge them, like get commission off them, like 30-40% to keep the gambling slot machines open.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a scummy thing to do. There's no doubt about it. And that's what unfortunately happens with...
I'm not saying the guy in Arizona or like that there is anything close to this here. I'm not whatever with him.
But you're giving an example because we didn't know of any other sheriffs who had canceled the drug task force, and you're giving us one example.
Yeah, that's correct.
But you also give an example here of what power does, and it attracts corruptible people. That is absolutely true. And so I'm not surprised to find out that the sheriff was charging gambling dens 40% just to allow them to operate. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, I think he did 12 or 14 years in federal.
Wow. The way to solve this problem is to completely end the war on drugs and to end the war on gambling. Gambling should be something that people can do legally without having to ask government permission, and people should be able to manufacture and sell.
And he was a good guy, too. He really was. He was a good guy. I mean, he actually...
Did you know him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know if I would call someone extorting gambling dens 40% a good guy, or at least that wasn't a good thing that he was doing.
As far as I do, he's a good guy. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of these guys are good to their friends, right? Like, they're good to their family members or whatever, except their wives in many cases with cops. But, Troy, thanks for sharing that. Anything else you want to throw out there tonight?
Yeah, just look it up on a computer, and you'll be surprised. You'll find some good stuff on that one there.
I don't think I'd be surprised, but I do appreciate the heads up, and thank you for the call tonight. I mean, that's just, it's, again, people that are in search of power. They're going to use that power. If you want to sell drugs, then you should be the cops, right? Like, because no one's going to be checking on
better.
You. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And I don't care if cops are selling drugs, but if they're stopping the competition from selling drugs,
that's a problem.
Damn, I got a problem with that. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join the show here and bring up whatever's on your mind. And this is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump is blasting the decision to indict him by a Manhattan grand jury today, calling the indictment political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history. Trump attacked Democrats in general and Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg in particular. In a statement, Trump called Bragg a disgrace, saying he was handpicked and funded by George Soros and that Bragg is doing Joe Biden's dirty work. Meantime, New Yorkers are reacting after grand jury voted to indict former President Trump earlier this afternoon.
Yes, I'm very excited. I've been looking forward to consequences for the actions that the former guy has had for years. Like, my friends and I are already celebrating online.
I guess it's official. Spring knocking at our doors since the 2023 MLB season officially got underway today. Dave Collins, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian and Matt in the studio tonight. I want to say thank you to Brittany Martell. Brittany is a supporter of our AMPS program. And that means that Brittany is contributing. She's silver level, so she's doing $5 a month, which is what we ask for. So thank you, Brittany, for doing that. Some people do a little more, so if you want to do that, that's cool. If you want to join the AMPS program, be like Brittany. We certainly appreciate it. It helps us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. That's what AMPS stands for, and it makes a big difference for us because the more people we can get in to do AMPS, the less likely we have to rely on advertisers in the future, which I would love to not have to rely on advertisers in the future on the show. Right now we don't have any. So if we can keep going that way, that's totally fantastic. Fine with me. We could use maybe a doubling of the numbers would be nice. We got about 130 people. If we could, if we could hit 250, 300, that would be really nice. So thank you to folks like Brittany for helping us out over at amps.freetalklive.com. You do get some perks. You get some benefits for jumping in over there over at our Patreon. It's, once again, amps.freetalklive.com, including the Free Talk Live AMPS only podcast, which is the full radio show minus the commercial breaks, which you'll find over at amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones here. President DeSantis is on the line in Florida calling in on our SIP line, which anybody can access. You just have to have an internet capable device. We got steps that you can follow to do this over at SIP.com. sip.freetalklive.com. That's sip.freetalklive.com. Go ahead there, Prez.
Hello, hello. I just want to call in how based our governor has been today in the free state of Florida.
Okay, tell me more.
How he, your other caller brought it up, really, about how he's offering to prevent the extradition of Trump if he wants to. He's at least offering it, right?
Yeah.
That's a little based.
I mean, it's just political posturing is all it is.
Sure.
He knows there's zero chance Trump isn't going to turn himself in.
Probably not.
I mean, I got you to break your character.
But what I was really calling him about is when I first heard that he was indicted, that I was just my first thought was, somebody's gonna do something stupid, you know, to try to protect Trump or, you know, cause some violence or some stupid crap.
You mean like somebody in New York City, somebody in Manhattan?
Well, I mean anywhere really, you know, to try like start a rebellion, a violent rebellion, because he's gonna get put in jail.
Yeah, but I mean, sure, the federal agents are going to be trying to do that. I don't know if any actual normal people, any normal Trump supporters are going to do that, but you better believe all those implanted FBI agents in all the different right-wing groups, you know they are trying to get people riled up to do stuff like that. This is like January 6th all over again, times 10.
They've been probably planning the past 2 weeks, you know, full
sure.
speed ahead, try to get nudge people, you know. Come on.
Absolutely.
Do a crime.
Yeah. I wonder how many bombs they're actually building.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the FBI's got a long history of helping people build bombs, you know.
Yeah, and they just give them the bombs. Yeah. They don't give them the parts. They just give them a complete bomb. I mean, it's not usually they're not real bombs, but, you know, we've seen so many different Patsy situations where the FBI has set up would-be terrorists. And
that was the World Trade Center first bombing. The FBI was trying to
back
get
in
a,
the 90s.
Yeah, that was
90s.
A world-class bomb builder was approached and asked to build bombs, and he said, these are fake for training. Right? They're like, no, they're for training, but make real ones.
Mm. Well, usually they're fakes. I mean, at least these days, whenever we hear about the stories of them setting people up to go down for quote-unquote terrorism, they give them a fake bomb and then they arrest them when they try to deploy it. Anything else there, Prez?
That was it.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. We actually have Major Payne on the line here. Major, go ahead.
Major Payne.
All right, so there was a journalist from the Wall Street Journal that the Russians have just kidnapped.
I heard about this.
And they're charging him with espionage.
Hmm.
Yeah. And evidently, it's been a long time. They cracked down pretty good on their own journalists that crossed their invisible line. But they've been leaving all the Western journalists alone, and this is the first time they've pulled this in, I can't remember when.
Yeah, I mean, it makes you wonder if there's actually something to their case.
Well, it makes you wonder if they're not a little PO'd about us giving all the weapons to the Ukraine, too.
Well, I don't see why taking it out on the Wall Street Journal correspondent in Moscow or wherever is going to have any effect, or, you know, it's not like the federal government is going to stop what they're doing in Ukraine because some journalist is in custody. So,
well, it ain't like it did him a lot of good to arrest that trans cross-dressing basketball player for a little bit of hash oil either.
Oh, hell no, it didn't. It did them a lot of good. They got the gun guy out.
Well, they ended up, but that begs the deal. What are they gonna, what's this one gonna cost us?
Good question.
Yeah, as far as the transgressors go, evidently they've got their panties in a knot about this legal whatnot going on down in Tennessee and Kentucky.
Yeah, that's right. I'm glad you brought that up. That's actually in my show prep here tonight as well. Go ahead. What are you aware of happening down there? Because as I understand it, they're quote-unquote storming the Tennessee Capitol today.
Yeah, I heard there was a kind of a left-wing root of them that was actually calling for armed rebellion. So I don't know how hot and heavy it's going to get, but they're a little ticked off.
Yeah, I think you're referring to an event that's supposed to happen this weekend in Washington, D.C., entitled the Trans Day of Vengeance, which we can talk about in a little bit. But I imagine
that's also got to be FBI, right?
There's another one that went on down there, too, in Tennessee. There was a university, I think it was Forsyth University, and they sponsored a drag show.
Mm.
And evidently there's a high school on the campus there somewhere.
Okay.
And they let these underage kids in after the over 18 law had been passed. And they're pretty much thumbing their nose at the state and saying that they didn't have no response. I think it's Forsyth University if you want to look at it.
Okay, yeah, that might be worth looking at. But was there actually, like, nudity or something going on there?
Well, evidently one of them was dry humping an underage kid.
And by underage kid, do you mean like a high school senior who's 17 and, you know?
I don't know how underage. I mean, I've heard one report that said it was 14, but I don't know if that's true or not.
Forsyth University, you said?
I'm pretty sure that's what they said.
All right. We'll take a look at it here.
It's a name from my past. That's why it stuck. One of my old man's buddies was a Forsyth.
I didn't know they had actually passed that law. I didn't realize that Tennessee had gone ahead and gone forward with that.
I think it went through. I don't know why they're kicked off in Kentucky. Maybe they got litigation on the books there or something.
Hmm. All right, Major. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. Here is what it sounded like, apparently, outside of the Tennessee Capitol building. This may have been inside. It's hard to tell. There's a large crowd of people. They are pushing to try to get into an area inside that is being guarded by what appears to be at least several state troopers. And the crowd makes a fairly concerted push to try to get in. One person is sort of brought in by the state troopers in this video and surprisingly not arrested. They actually push the person back out the door after bringing them in from the crowd, holding on to the individual for a moment, and then sending them back out. But you can hear the angry protesters. If you look carefully, you will see signs in the background such as ban guns, I believe, is one of those signs in this particular protest. Give him back. Oh, okay, that's what they're saying. And surprisingly, the police actually do allow the person to return back into the crowd, which I figured for sure they'd be putting handcuffs on that individual there. So this is what some on the right are calling the transurrection in Tennessee. Of course, you know, evoking the idea of, we'll get to him in a bit, evoking the idea of January 6th. Like, they're suggesting that this is as serious as what happened in the national, you know, the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. And I think they're probably right in that assessment. There's a large crowd of people that are trying to get into areas of the state house that they probably aren't supposed to be able to access. And I don't know if there have been any arrests. It was still kind of ongoing as of not too long before we started the show. So a large number of people. There was another video from outside of, like, there was somebody on, I don't know, maybe a second or a third floor that was pointing down at a crowd outside. It's got to be several hundred people at least that are outside the outside and inside the Tennessee Capitol building, protesting something about trans something or other. It's not really clear what they are there for, but they are there, and I've got a story about it. This is from, where is this? Had it here. The Daily Mail. Gun control. Okay, so that's what this is about. So, like I said, we saw one sign in the video that said ban guns, and this is dailymail.co.uk. Gun control activists stormed Tennessee State Capitol in Nashville after a trans shaman joined an occupation of the Kentucky legislature as fears of a left-wing uprising loom ahead of what is being called the Trans Day of Vengeance. So, let's see. Footage of the insurrection shows progressive protesters battling with cops as they attempted to gain access to the legislature in Nashville. Hundreds of people were seen inside the lobby and yelling from the gallery at concerned lawmakers. The protest against guns comes after transgender shooter Audrey Hale on Monday gunned down six people at a Christian school in Nashville. We talked about that a couple of days ago here on Free Talk Live. In a separate demonstration, trans activists invaded Kentucky's state capitol in Frankfort to protest a Republican-backed bill to ban transgender procedures for children. Among the mob was a self-described genderqueer clown nun who immediately drew comparisons. Immediately drew comparisons to the QAnon shaman of the January 6th riot. This person.
Okay, so this is, the clown. Oh,
it did look kind of similar. I saw images of this clown.
I gotta look now.
Shaman person. And they had, like, Baphomet horns on. And, you know, the other shaman had horns, too. So there was definitely some similarities. And I think some face paint as well.
Those are words I never thought I would Google.
What words?
Gender queer clown nun.
The left-wing demonstrations come amid fears of a trans day of vengeance, which has been threatened for Washington, D.C. Saturday. Twitter bosses this week rushed to remove thousands of posts advertising the protest. Now, why would they be doing that? You know, the supposed Twitter free speech is my thing or whatever. You know, Elon Musk saying he's a free speech absolutist, and yet apparently Twitter's taking down links and posts about the Trans Day of Vengeance. Now, the reason I say this is because the Trans Day of Vengeance, according to its organizers, is not some sort of violent event. They're not planning violence. Why they chose the term vengeance, I don't know. It certainly does have it has that feel.
It's got a bad vibe.
Yeah, it evokes feelings of potential violence. But no, they're saying that, no, this, if you're planning violence, stay away. This is not supposed to be a violent event.
This is peaceful, happy vengeance.
Well, I don't think they're going to be happy. I think they're definitely angry. And, you know, it's rare that you see a happy protest. I don't think that those typically match. You've got this person pulled up. How would you describe what you're seeing there, Matt?
I wouldn't. I am lost for words.
I'll give it a try. So, we got a person of some sort.
I'm not sure what's going on there.
Appears to be bearded. Looks like fairly hefty. Got some bizarre eye contacts going on. He's got two different contacts that are in, not of normal colorization either. There's some sort of like starry kind of face paint, as well as like a white outline of that face paint. He's in. Looks like some sort of it's not a balaclava, but some sort of a cap, some kind of black cap.
It's horns.
He has horns that are coming off of that have what appear to be UV or purple-colored LED lights in them, and then some kind of fancy, I don't know what you call that, like Victorian-era-looking
like neck ruffle thing.
Yeah, so
I mean, high five on the effort for the costume.
Definitely put some effort into that.
Or whatever they call this.
So while most condemned the attack, which left 3 9-year-olds and as many school staffers dead, several unrelated fringe extremist groups have surfaced, claiming the shooting was a consequence of ongoing oppression of trans people in southern, more conservative states. One such group, the Trans Radical Activist Network, or TRAN, seemingly took notice of this chaos and used the opportunity to rebrand a planned 3-day procession, previously called the Trans Day of Visibility, as a day of vengeance. Posters advertising the procession have been published and shared rapidly on platforms such as Twitter, which confirmed Wednesday it had already removed more than 5,000 posts promoting the event. According to several since-scrubbed advertisements, the event is still to be held in D.C. as scheduled from Friday through Sunday. So I didn't realize it was a 3-day event. Though revelers wrote they would march on the country's most important court building at 11 a.m. on Saturday. So that's supposed to be kind of the height of this particular event. The demonstration currently occurring in Nashville served as a preview of what could be in store for public officials in Washington once the weekend rolls around. But I've never been to D.C. as a tourist. I went there, God, it must be like 15 years ago now. It's been a long time, thankfully. They used to have a radio conference that happened in D.C. for a couple of years, and then that company went out of business. But so I have been to D.C. for the purposes of going to a conference. I hate going to D.C. It's just like icky all over the place, big government buildings everywhere. Everything looks institutional. It's a terrible. Have you ever been there?
I went in sixth grade. Because they have to inculcate you with the power of government for sixth graders every year. So they take everybody down and show them all the monuments and stuff and how we're supposed to feel bad for all the people who went to war and stuff.
I presume some of that stuff is open on weekends, because obviously that's when a lot of tourism happens. Do they have tourism at the Capitol building on Saturday?
I went to the Capitol building. I mean, we're talking, you know, 1986.
Yeah.
Or 1987 or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what it looks like there on a Saturday, but that's obviously when they're talking about doing most of these things.
Smithsonian was cool.
The demonstration, again, in Nashville was calling for tighter gun laws prior to forcing themselves in the building. So apparently they did get in. It wasn't just that they were trying to. Hundreds were seen gathering outside, airing chants of "Save Our Children," phrase that reportedly echoed through the hallways between the state Senate and House chambers this afternoon. Some remained peaceful as they filed into the Senate building, while others yelled at officials trying to make their way into areas protected by police.
You know, it's for one thing I saw when I was watching some of that video, that you got all these state troopers blocking everybody from getting in through, you know, past that one doorway.
Mm-hmm.
But then one of the legislators is walking out, and they're all chanting, you know, "Do your job," or something like that. And when the one legislator, the one person they're trying to scream at, when he walked through and the state troopers made a pathway for him, they all went silent.
Why?
Like, the crowd went quiet, and then when the state trooper got past, they all started up again. It's like,
strange.
You morons, one of the people you're supposed to be chanting at just walked through here, and you kept it, like, silent as a group.
That is bizarre.
And then when he got out, they started up again. Didn't make any sense to me. I don't think they...
Well, chanting doesn't make any sense anyway.
Chanting, yeah, right.
It's hard to understand it half the time, and it's kind of mindless. But look, we can talk more about what's going on there in Tennessee, also apparently Kentucky yesterday. If you want to comment on it, the number is 603-283-6160. Let's go to this caller. You're on Free Talk Live. What is your name?
Hi, it's Vernon.
Vernon, you're on the air.
Hi, so I wanted to clarify what the original protest was for in Tennessee, since I live in Tennessee half the time.
Okay.
They passed a bill that basically prohibits drag shows on public property.
Okay.
And they also passed another bill that limits anybody that's on TennCare, which is like Medicare in Tennessee, the ability to use that or transgender care. So basically anybody that is on that type of care has to phase it out, I believe, by March 30th, from what I remember. But the drag show on public property thing is the big deal right now. And then on top of that, they then have the school shooting, which I guess they are kind of piggybacking on for protesting other things. But the primary issue, like I said, was that the drag shows on public property. And I used to go to the pride festivals that were held on public property that were very peaceful. The police were there to protect everything. It was actually a lot of fun. And for some reason, the supermajority of Republicans in Tennessee right now feel like it's it's immoral, and it really has to do with children, apparently. They think that there was an event at some public university where the Pride Club put on a drag show, and they had children there. And in a video that was posted to Facebook, I believe, the child was up there kind of just having a good time. There was no nudity. There was nothing sexual about it. It was just somebody dressed up as a woman, you know, and they were just having a good time. But that video has just made the GOP in Tennessee feel like it's an absolute threat to have any drag show on public property. And so I just wanted to kind of explain why it's so transgender-based.
Was this the Forsyth University thing that Major Payne was talking about earlier?
Yeah, possibly. I don't know if it was Forsyth, but I believe it was a public university. I don't know if it was Forsyth, but it was I believe it was a public university, and this happened maybe a year ago. So, I mean, it's just a lot of political posturing, and you know, I'm very neutral about all of this. You know, I don't care one way or the other. But
well, I care. I mean, I think that if people want to go to a drag show, they should be able to go to a damn drag show. I mean, this is.
Well, no, I agree with that. I'm just saying. Well, yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I'm just saying, as far as politicking itself, but you know. For the most part, I'll give Tennessee credit for having mostly moderate governors. Bill Lee, the current governor, apparently has decided to go a little bit more to the right than our previous governor Haslam. But as a whole, I feel like, you know, the Tennessee governor at least, you know, tries to be a bit more moderate than crazy DeSantis or something like that. But in this
well,
case,
whatever. I mean,
really,
the dude signed this bill, right? This anti-drug
bill. I agree. And you know, it that's what I was. My point was that he, you know, it just seems like even the governors that were able to be moderate are having to really move more to the right to appease just the really, what do you call it? It's just very sharp. You know, it doesn't seem like there is no more moderate anymore.
We talked about this Tennessee bill when it was in the process. I don't know if we talked about it since it has passed, but I do have the bill pulled up here just to kind of, you know, remind what it actually contains. It is, in addition to what you're saying, Vernon, it is not just that drag shows are banned on public property, but they are also illegal on, quote, in a location where the adult cabaret performance could be viewed by a person who is not an adult. So even if it's within private property, if someone under the age of 18 is present in that room, that in theory would make it violating this law. However, you also then have to pull up the definition of adult cabaret performance. And this is where things get tricky. So it says this. It means a performance in a location other than an adult cabaret that features topless dancers, go-go dancers, exotic dancers, strippers. Okay, so far we're not talking about drag here, right? We're talking about strip shows. Comma, male or female impersonators who provide entertainment that appeals to a prurient interest or similar entertainers, regardless of whether or not performed for consideration. So the part with the part that covers drag is the part about male or female impersonators who provide entertainment that appeals to a prurient interest. So
what
that's
does that mean?
The big question. Prurient usually is like the lowest common denomination sexual talk. You're trying to appeal to, you know, people's sexual interests, essentially. And
I forgot how ridiculous it was, and I'm glad you read that. And before we run out of time, I just want everyone to know that Tennessee, as a whole, I would say, is very respectful of that lifestyle and very respectful of people that choose or not choose or whatever you want to call it. That if you're trans, if you're bi, I know that our university and higher ed system is very respectful of that as well. And anybody that's listening out there that, you know, is in Tennessee, you know, aren't going to, like I said, be judgmental about that. And
well, unfortunately, the government is, and ultimately the question is, what are the police going to do when it comes to these performances? Is cracking a sex joke prurient? More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.